This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
I would feel much better if we only talked more.
Jim Bryson there, kicking off this episode of Tell the Band to Go Home. It is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, here till 4 o'clock, playing you the good stuff. And we kicked it off with Jim there, a song called One Cigarette, from his first solo record, The Occasionals, and a fine record at that. And a couple of reasons to play Jim. Number one, he's coming to town. Well, I guess, you know, all the reasons are tied into him coming to town. He's playing at the Trout Forest Music Festival on the weekend. We have your official Trout Forest Music Festival preview today, and our good pal Professor Nathan has provided us with a pair of passes to that festival to give away. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. If you've never been to the Trout Forest, it is just a wonderfully laid-back, enjoyable time. If you are sticking around for the Interstellar Rodeo or any other reason, or you just want to hit both, Jim will also be in Winnipeg at my house, for goodness sake, at the old Sunset Saloon, playing on Thursday night. And he's bringing along a friend of ours, Blair Hogan, to play guitar with him, which is extra exciting. And we will play some more Jim coming up a little bit later on in the program. We'll also tell you about Interstellar Rodeo, a couple of other interesting things going on this weekend, and stuff like that. We also have some new music that I want to get to as well. It's going to be a packed show. I want to start it off today, though, with a bit of a tribute to a legend who we lost this past week. Canadian folk singer Penny Lang died at the age of 74. She was a huge part of the folk music circuit in Montreal in the 70s and has influenced a lot of people and was a big part of the community ever since. She made a few modern records, I guess we'll say. Play a couple of things off those because I think they're wonderful. But first to a compilation of older material when she was much younger called Gather Honey, out on the Borealis Records label. This is a great thing. I like this. I'll send this out to the memory of Penny Lang and anybody who ever liked her. Bright Lights and Promises. Tell the Band to Go Home.
Bright lights and promises, a pocket full of dreams. That's what they pay me to be. Gold lame and diamonds, I am a hometown queen. Honey, would you sing it just for me? When I was good, then I was bad. I never thought I'd quite end up this way. No dreams to hide me, no bright lights to guide me. How long does it take to make the grade? Everywhere I hear a ringing in my ears, drummer, let the music play. A little time, some memories and why, loosen up the sucker by the bar, and if he wants to hold you, and if he wants to know you, well, honey, that's what you're here for, until all I see
See how the the chariot feels. Let me fly. Let me fly. Let me fly on to Mount Zion, Lord, Lord. I got a mother in the promised land, and I ain't gonna rest till I shake her hand. Well, I'm not so particular about shaking her hand, no, no. But I just wanna get to the promised land. Let me fly, let me fly on to Mount Zion, Lord, Lord.
The late, great Penny Lang there with a great old traditional called Let Me Fly from her, I guess that was her most recent record, 2006, 10 years ago. Stone plus Sand plus Sea plus Sky out on the fine Borealis Records label, and a terrific, terrific record. As was the record we heard before that, Somebody Else is the name of the record, produced by David Gavin Baxter, who I know Gail has a big crush on. And he wrote that song, actually, and what a great song, and what a great fit for her. Where Will You Be? I remember, I've told this story a million times, I'm sure, but seeing Penny Lang at the Winnipeg Folk Festival years ago, I guess probably around the time of this record. This record came out in 99, and she just kind of wandered over and sauntered on stage, and we kind of didn't really know what to expect. She was she didn't look like much, I guess, is what we'll say. And I learned a valuable lesson that day about judging a performer by her appearance, because she just came and absolutely blew everybody off the stage. It was a phenomenal thing, and I feel lucky to have seen her. And I would recommend that if you have not already, you check out one of these records out on Borealis. They are pretty terrific. How about we stick with some powerful female performers now? I thought I'd play you this. This next one is actually produced by Jim Bryson. Just got this the other day. This young lady, I don't honestly know too much about her, but she's looking to come to town in October. And judging by this track and the fact that she's worked with Jim and everything else, I think we might have to see what we can do to put her up. I think you're going to like this. Her name is Sky Wallace, and this is a great tune produced by Jim Bryson called Blood Moon. Brand new. Tell the band to go.
Good. moon tonight. I am ready for love, and the fire's burned in my eyes. You are the water's edge. I am scared to get close, but I am not afraid of death. Coming close.
To the ground. Hi, this is Lydia Loveless, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
I'd be down that road in a cloud. gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe everything you're saying. Just keep on, keep on playing. Susanna, don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's surely handmade. We've got something to believe in. Don't you think it was time we're leaving? If I can just get over this LA freeway without getting killed or caught, I'd be down that road cloud of smoke for some land. I ain't bought, bought, bought. If I can just get off of this LA freeway without getting killed or caught, I'd be down that road in a cloud of smoke for some land I ain't bought. So pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me.
Roseanne Cash there with a beautiful cover of Guy Clark's L.A. Freeway. Just stumbled upon this the other day. There's these great collections of musical covers by this group called Mason Jar Music and Friends. If you go to masonjarmusic.bandcamp.com, you can download. There's like five compilations of people doing these great covers, and you download them for free. It's crazy. And so there's that. What else is on there? Taylor Ashton from Fish and Bird singing a Bjork song. Corey Chisel singing Bring It On Home to Me. There's a great cover of Graceland by a guy named Kai Welch, who I saw at the Calgary Folk Festival. And, well, one more I think we'll play for you in just a second. Before that, we heard a couple of tracks off the new record from Lydia Loveless. Holy cow! If you didn't know that was Lydia Loveless, would you have believed that was Lydia Loveless? She's done, gone, and, like, grown up or something. I don't know. I guess she's getting tired of playing places like the Aquarium in Fargo and maybe heading for the middle of the road, but it sounds good. I don't know. I wouldn't have guessed from her first record that songs like these could sound as cool as they do, but I'm digging it. Album's called Real, comes out not too long. We heard Same to You and Heaven before that. Was that crazy or what? And a lady named Sky Wallace there with a song called Blood Moon, produced by Jim Bryson. You may see her in town in October. So there you go. Here, how about one more from these from these Mason Jar Music compilations? This is a cool one. And this is Roseanne Cash's ex-husband, for goodness sake. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday to the great Rodney Crowell.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to ride to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. imagination, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party. Try to get in touch with me. Turning tricks on Sunset, $20 a pop. Some out-of-town old businessman or an undercover cop. I'm living with a virus flowing way down in my veins. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. I know you've heard my story or seen me on the street. Just another cracker gigolo dressed up like trick-or-treat. Now you may want to judge me or treat me with disdain. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. Memphis, Texas, Houston, Tennessee. Man, I'm just so turned around, I don't know where I want to be. This California desert is driving me insane. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I've squandered my resistance, taking any kind of drug. Oh, I'd smoke a shooter, eat it, I'd drink it from a jug. And I offer no excuses for your sympathies to gain. Oh, oh. I wish it rain. Everybody knows me as the kid. I've made it 7 years and still I don't know how I did. I come from a long line of live and love in vain. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I prayed to Mother Mary. I've even seen a priest. When the angels come to get me, I know I'll be released. I'll leave this mean old desert, bound for Memphis on that train. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
There's a song for his mentor, Guy Clark, there. Brought it back around. See what we did there? That was Rodney Crowell. He's celebrating his birthday today. 66 candles on the old cake for Rodney. I'm sure he's having a good time blowing all those out. And we wish him well. He's terrific. Just love that guy. We heard I Wish It Would Rain before that from his wonderful record, The Houston Kid. And a cover of Chuck Berry's Memphis, Tennessee. from Mason Jar Music and Friends Decoration Day Volume 5, which you can download for free on the old interweb. That's pretty cool, huh? Hey, holy cow, the time is flying by. I gotta tighten this up. Want to hear some country music? Play a couple of country and country-ish kind of things going on in the area this week. Start off with this one going on in Fargo, North Dakota tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it'll be worth the trip. I think I might have to make it myself to go see the Turnpike Troubadours. They're great.
Well, I was working on the KCS rail line. Katie was the girl down the street. Well, I took her to a dance on the 4th of July, hoping she might fall in love with me. Well, the band started playing right at 9. Firecrackers popped in the sky. We danced and we danced. Lord, I never had a chance. Well, like I can't on the 5th of July. Say goodbye in the gray light dawn. Yes, the girl of my dreams, each and every night it seems, is the one that I hold in my arms. Well, I was playing in the Tommy Knocker Tavern. Jenny was the girl at the bar. Well, I sang every song for her and her alone, and kissed her neath the Colorado Star. And we laughed at the moonlight. I said goodbye in the gray light of dawn. Yes, the girl of my dreams, each and every night it seems, is the one that I hold in my heart. Seasons come and change just like the leaves. The red oaks in the Kaimishi wind.
Mountain. an Indian old boss home. I guess I ought to get up and go out and find a job. Instead of sitting on the couch trying to find the next line, I'm sure there's gotta be a better use of my time, like figuring out which one of these banks I'm gonna go rob. Well, the name of the game is hurry up and wait, but that ain't putting no food on my plate or gas in my car. And I drive a Bronco. So, Lord, if I could just get me a record deal, I might not have to worry about my next meal, but I'd still be trying to figure out what the hell rhymes with Bronco.
In my big grand, money. Yeah, yeah, yes, I'm a spitball. Ah, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yes, I'm a spitball. I'm the meanest little woman that you'll ever see. Do you so dirty that you think you're clean? I'm a spitball.
Ah, the 24th Street Wailers. Did you get out last night to the Times Change High and Lonesome Club? I'm so old. I just couldn't do it. But there's a reprieve. There's good news for old people like me. Wednesday at the comfortable hour of noon o'clock, you can go see the 24th Street Wailers for free at the Stupid Cube in Old Market Square. Sure, it's put on by an evil corporation, but you know what? We don't have to pay for it, so we can go and scowl at the people from there and love the 24th Street Wailers and have a great time. Noon o'clock at the Cube. Let's go check it out. And let's hope that maybe they break the thing. Is that cube is still stupid. They'll also be out at the Trout Forest Music Festival, which we'll talk about in just a bit. Before that, we heard something from Sturgill Simpson from his album High Top Mountain. We heard You Can Have the Crown. Of course, Sturgill Simpson, that big jerk, is coming to town on Thursday. Which sucks because all good-hearted people will be watching Jim Bryson at the Sunset Saloon on Thursday. So, we're testing loyalties. We know where some people's loyalties don't lie. Let's hope yours lie in the right place. We've still got lots of room. I'll tell you more about Jim in a second. But if you so choose, I'm sure you could go see Sturgill as well. And we heard the Turnpike Troubadours in there. Kansas City Southern, love that one, from Diamonds and Gasoline. They're playing Monday, tomorrow, at the new Sanctuary Event Center in Fargo. I'm gonna go check it out, I think. You should come. It'll be fun. I got to take a quick break and come back, and holy Hannah, do we have a lot to fit in 1 hour. Stick around.